Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Fran, your host of Purpose Talk Radio. Today is Friday, November 1st, 2019. And the theme song you just heard is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The vocalist on that being Jillian Clark, the writers Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. You can find them at truetrinity.com for more information. And if you like that song, you're welcome to purchase it there as well. And that has been the theme song of Purpose Talk Radio for many a years, pretty much the whole time it's been on the air. And for that, we are very grateful. And we're able to celebrate that history, that heritage that has brought the three of us together as songwriters when we can get to it these days. But it has created a whole new family here on Purpose Talk Radio that we never would have had or found or anything else had we not kind of invested the time and the energy into that songwriting and into finding out at that time what the hosts wanted and what they were looking for. And the reason I say that is because we are discussing today families and heritage. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that as well, and a lot of how we become who we are. Sometimes create and want to have happen, and other times it's not. There's times we look at that and say, that just isn't me. But no matter what it is, we've got some choices to make. And at the same time, we do have to acknowledge that what we liked or didn't like is still a part of us. And will continue to be. It can tell us what we want to be. It can tell us what we don't want to be, which is pretty cool too. And where does this come from? Well, some of you might pretty well realize that this week brings about a lot of spiritual days and cultural days that include these types of things. Excuse me. And, you know, as part of that, we end up learning a little more about ourselves. You know, some people celebrate Halloween, All Souls, All Saints Day. There's a few of the spiritual groups that do this in the Hispanic and Latinx communities. There's Day of the Dead, where they celebrate their family and their heritage. And we'll get into a couple of pieces of that in a little bit. And just in general, as the changing of the seasons comes about, it seems people tend to think about days gone by. And in doing that, it is real easy and kind of natural to think of one's family and people that are here or not here anymore because of that. And so that's where this is coming from right now. That's what we are looking at, and a reason we're doing it and thinking about it and all that fun stuff that goes with it. So yeah, that's kind of where we're starting today. There's always a starting point, right? And there's always an ending point as we look at our own lives and our families and all of that. So the other thing that has kind of brought this up for me at this point is that I have had to, in one of my classes, look at my own family history. And we did a pretty elaborate family tree. And gone beyond that, it's known as a genogram, where you bring up health issues and mental health issues, et cetera, et cetera. And so I've had the opportunity to look at where I come from and found out some real interesting things. You know, you get the history, but you also get some things you probably didn't know, connections to different people in the family. Now, I knew there were significant birthdays that landed on the same day. I've got my grandfather, and I've always thought it was a cousin, but apparently it might be my great-grandmother also. My family wasn't quite sure, so we're going to do some more digging on that as to whether it was hers or whether it was the cousin's. They had the same name, and somewhere along the way I thought I was celebrating with the cousin who was still alive during my life. But maybe I was off. Maybe hers was just a couple of days. So, you know, it'll take more digging into that history to find out some of those things. You know, some families have a significant trend of long-time marriages. Some have short-time marriages or multiple marriages for because of divorce or abuse or death or whatever. And those come into the genograms a lot of times. Sometimes there's addictions, and you can run those through the history and find out about them. Sometimes there are wonderful career lines that maybe one did not know about, and you find that out as you go through and work with the genogram. That's pretty cool, because there's one that I found that I didn't realize was going well. I did realize it kind of indirectly. You know, and I'm not going to do a lot of the personal information on this show because, again, that's my family history. But there is a career path that has been on my dad's side of the family. And I knew about it, but I didn't realize it went back other generations. And so that was pretty cool to find out that it was more than just uncle and sons. It actually went back further than that, where it came in. A lot of times families will find out that they have a military history that they didn't know they had, or a cultural history that they didn't know they have. Now, these things, there are a lot of the DNA websites and places that you can go to now where people are submitting their DNA and are finding out a lot of their cultural stuff. And because of that, you know, they're looking more into their history. And it seems to be something that's becoming a little more popular than it used to. And so that's kind of cool, as people are doing that and why they're doing it. So that's the cultural aspect of it that comes into play. So, yeah, so all of that kind of stuff is a part of what has brought me to thinking about this today and directly on it. So one of the things that kind of look at, you know, I know the Catholic religion particularly looks at today being All Saints Day. And in that they celebrate all of those people that they have as a church family. And also some of the Protestant denominations are that way. They look at the church family and those people that have had their spiritual connection and say that they have elevated them to this esteemed ranking of saints, that their life was well worth honoring, and having that be a part of their heritage. Now, some people look at that as, you know, they end up praying to the saints, they, as opposed to praying to God or praying to their family or whatever to help get them through things. You know, all of that, you know, however you look at those things, and whatever you, however you make that connection is up to you. We don't judge those one way or another on this show at all. We do say that everybody's open to their own spiritual path, just as they're open to their own life path in general. And that's what Purpose Talk Radio is all about. You know, they, some of the faith traditions look at Halloween as a time when those that have passed come back to visit, particularly at that time. You know, that's a variety of beliefs in how all of this works and how it doesn't. Then we have the celebration of the Day of the Dead, which is pretty, which is basically a Mexican holiday. So it's all of Mexico, particularly the central and southern regions. But then basically, you know, wherever people are celebrating their Mexican culture, and I will not even attempt to pronounce the, to give you the Hispanic, the Spanish pronunciation of that, because I'll just make a mess of it. If somebody wants to call in from that and give it to me, you're welcome to, you know, do that, but I'm not going to touch that, you know, because it's not me culturally, so I can't do that justice. And that's one of the things, you know, people celebrate and do their things based on, like I said, culture. But basically what happens during that time is they, you know, they celebrate the family members and friends who have died, and it's a celebration of their life. And I'm sure, again, those that may be in mourning because it's recent, have an opportunity to look at it in a more positive light, a more fulfilling way of doing it, because it is a celebratory time. There's lots of traditions. There's yummy foods. There's everything that brings the day alive, just like it's, they bring their memories alive during that time. There's festive colors. There's just, there's a whole lot of activities that go into that. And so able to look at that. Somebody's giving me pronunciation. I don't know if I could. I still don't know if I could do it. Dia de los Muertos? Perhaps. I'll trust. We'll see. Somebody, like I said, we can try it. I'm just, I don't have the dialect to do it. So, anyway. All right. I love my producer that stays so quiet on the sidelines and helps me once in a while out here. So that's great. Thank you very much. Anyway, okay, so we have those all kinds of things. So I don't know. I mean, what do you do to celebrate your family and your heritage? I know here's some other things. Some people go and visit their homeland, or they visit their family's homestead and things like that. And I don't know that that's just this time of year particularly. A lot of times people do that more in the summertime. And work with that. You know, they have family reunions. They make particular dishes that are culturally nurturing to them that they remember. In my family systems class, the same one that I had to do the genogram, at the end of the semester, what we're going to do is have a family potluck, but it's not the traditional family potluck that you might think. You know, somebody plans the main course and everything else comes around it. What we are supposed to be doing is bringing something from our family's cultural history. Now, you know, one might think that it was a multicultural class, but no, it's family because we're celebrating what those family systems are in our lives and what those traditions have meant to us. And I still don't know what I'm going to bring. I know what I'd like to bring, but getting them and getting them cooked, I won't make them, which is pierogies from a Polish heritage. And I won't touch that because it's hours of work. I'd love to, but it's just, I don't think it's going to happen. There are a couple places around here might be able to get them, but they need to be cooked and fried and all that kind of good stuff. So we'll see. Who knows if I can find them somewhere and have it happen. You know, some people will be bringing stuff with various spices that has become part of their lives. And so all of that. So, you know, so what's the reason for doing some of this? What does it bring us? How can it bring us joy? How can it continue in our purpose? So, like I said, part of it stems from learning about just the various family traditions and all that. But what it can do more is, you know, we can see perhaps how and why there is certain activity that goes on. And we may not even realize it, you know. So I'm trying to think of something a little more exciting than where I'm getting, but okay. So for simple, let's start very basic. So many families will require that the family sits down for a family meal. And I know sometimes as kids get older, it's like, oh, I don't have the time. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got this sports activity. And a lot of families, I had to be at the breakfast table with my dad every morning at 6:15, even though mom was 7:30 when I got older. And so we still had to be up and there to eat as a family. And it was, you know, mom always cooked. And, you know, dad would kind of race to the table between 6 and basically leave at 6:30, which was really early in the morning, really early for some of us that are night owls. And I still don't know how I quite got around that because I always was a night owl. But, you know, it's still, even though mom didn't eat with us just because it was too early for her, she came, he got up, she cooked. It was a family meal. The same thing with dinner. We were, most of the time, everybody was there for dinner. I mean, sure, sometimes we'd go over to friends' houses and have dinner there and, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, so that was part of our growing up as well, you know, or Dad would be on the road. Or so he's told me. I actually don't remember that, which is kind of funny. You know, or he'd have to work late because of a job that he had to get done. But yet I knew that it was going to be family time. Now, whether we were able to talk or share or do some of those other things that some families do, well, they, you know, not necessarily all the time, and that's okay. But we knew that, you know, if something was going on, that would be the time to be bringing it up and talking about it. My culture, my heritage is a lot surrounded around. I happen to be Polish and Irish. The two go real well together, don't they? When we talk about foods and beverages. And in the genograms, the family trees too. You know what's kind of cool is as you talk to your family, you might have somebody come up with a, hey, you remember when we did this? Or, you know, whatever, and come back and bring up those memories. And what's the coolest part is usually in those discussions, they're good memories. They're those things that just stand out. You know, there can be some things in families that go on, and some of my classmates share this. There could be generations of abuse and things that have gone on, or generations of addictions. You know, and there could be some of that bad stuff, the suicides, the jail sentences, whatever. All those things that could be in their genogram. But what a lot of folks said is it was really cool when they'd go to Aunt So-and-so, and she'd bring up something of, hey, do you remember when we did? And it was the good memories that came out of that. It wasn't the stuff of, hey, do you remember when we went to go visit your cousin Vinny in the jail cell? It was more of, do you remember when we went as a family to Disney World? Do you remember when we had that big family reunion? And we got to see your cousin Joe after, because they've moved to the other side of the country and got to be, and they made it to the reunion. Those are the cool things that come out of some of this when we look at our history. Now, if you don't know how to do a family tree or genogram, again, there's a bunch of stuff online. There's always resources online to help you do that. And some of them are very thorough in what they allow you to put in and how you can do it. Some stuff you probably don't want to put on that online, especially if you're not sure about the security or if it's a very invasive thing. So, you know, you can do the basic stuff online and take that off and then draw your own, create your own, however you want to do it in paragraphs. I took a lot of stuff and put it into a paragraph format and indented down the generations and things like that. So I've got it for me. I don't have all that stuff online because that was one of the concerns my family had. You know, you don't want all that secret stuff on there. You know, no matter how secure the site is, you want to be careful what you put out there to the general public. And just share that with your family. And so coming back to a little bit of what, like, the Day of the Dead is and the All Saints, All Souls, Halloween kind of stuff. You know, that's what this stuff is about, too, is remembering the good pieces that we have in everyone. I'm kind of out of information here to talk to you about today. I thought I was going to have a whole lot more, which is kind of interesting. You know, you can participate in the show if you want at 347-205-9074. You know what? I didn't even tell you that in the beginning. I just jumped right into the show today, didn't I? But yeah, you can call in 347-205-9074. If you are on Blog Talk Radio and listening, you can scroll all the way to the bottom and join us in the chat room as well, if you'd like to do that, if you have any comments for us to share on how you celebrate your family or your heritage. The other way, you know, if you're listening to this either live or archived, please feel free to put a comment over on, if you're in Facebook, you can go to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and put comments in there as well. We'd love to hear how you remember, celebrate your family history and your heritage and who your family is. Now, of course, there's always some of the obvious and the wonderful things of birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, even funerals and memorials tend to be a time of remembering and bringing up some of that, who we are in the history and our connection to various family members. And those are just cool things to do. It's a good way to, for those of us who have this fall into winter season. All right, hey, wait a minute, y'all. I got to tell you, this is on the aside. This fall into winter this year in the Midwest, particularly in this here state of Wisconsin, is just not funny. Somebody, you know, you'd think it was an April Fool's joke. It was a Halloween joke, though. We had snow. We've got trees still that are green that haven't quite changed the leaves on them. We have other ones that are nice and colored. Yes, these are maples and oaks that fall, that the leaves fall first, where their leaves are still on their trees. And we had full-fledged snowfall yesterday. It was beautiful. I got to tell you, it was a beautiful scene. But somebody was playing a bad joke on us. And so, you know, the interesting part is now some kiddos are going to have, you know, these young ones that love the snow and love to play out in it. And it was great snowball snow, that's for sure. It was wet. It was sloppy. It was, you know, it packed. And it just hung on the trees. Those kiddos are going to remember when they went out trick-or-treating, they had their Halloween stuff for those cities that do it right on October 31st. Those kids are going to remember the Halloween that they were walking around with their family and their friends, ringing doorbells, and getting snowed upon. For the most part, it was done by the evening time. But, yeah, it was definitely interesting. And that was just no joke. It was just no joke, I got to tell you. Gratefully, it wasn't the earliest snowfall that we've had ever. The earliest one was the end of September in 1942. So yeah, I just kind of, you know, that's going to be something I'm going to remember too. You know, I happen to be hanging out with a friend, so I'll have that, you know, to think about and ponder on at some point and go, okay, I'll remember when. She's a little bit older than I am and probably going to be off this earth plane before I am. You know, so I'll have that to remember that we drove around and did this activity of taking some pictures out in that lovely weather. Anyway, okay, so back to this subject. See, I get to drift off and reminisce with you folks too at times when things come up, which is pretty cool. You know, and we take guests and we take topics to suggest on Purpose Talk Radio. You know, you can send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com if you have some ideas for us. cindy@purposetalkradio.com. And we'd love to hear from you too. You know, it is literally, you know, what does it mean by living your purpose? What has brought you to the point you are right now? We say that it comes side by side with positive talk radio. You know, what are those things, those good memories that you have in your life? And, you know, so that's a good thing. It's all a really good thing to look at. Oh, I know another thing people do. I was talking about pictures here. Sure. A lot of people go through picture albums. When I was at my folks' house last winter, that's exactly what I did. I went through my parents' photo albums. I took pictures of things that I want to have. You know, for up the road, some of my relatives who I don't have pictures of because I really wasn't taking pictures at that time, or I wasn't, you know, as a kid, I was something I wasn't thinking about. You know, you just don't. And so now the cool thing is with some of the social media, people have sites that they've restricted where they're putting their kids' pictures up. And so when their kid gets old enough, they can turn that over to them and they can decide which ones they want to keep or which ones they want to download, which pictures they might want to download and take off the social media or whatever. But they will have that history that they can look back on, those birthday parties, for instance, because sometimes these kids are tagged in them or, you know, hashtagged or whatever as a way of remembering. And so parents are starting to do some of that to pass on that history and that culture to their kids. And giving them an opportunity to remember the importance of those family events or the importance of who they are and what they've become over time. So, yeah. At this time, you know, as we change the seasons especially, I invite you to think of what does it mean to be who you are? What does it mean to be in the family you are? How have you developed because of that history that you know is yours? And it's uniquely yours. Even your siblings aren't going to remember things exactly the same way you do. And so you get that opportunity to think about that. I invite you to do that and take some time over the next few days as you celebrate that. That heritage, that culture. And whether it's because of your spiritual or your particular cultural upbringing, it doesn't really matter. It's your choice what you remember. And jot some of those things down. You know, whether it be in a drawing a picture or a painting, whether it be in words, so that you can remember it and think about it up the road, so that you can share that as being uniquely you. So I think based on that, I'm pretty much running out of steam here at this point. running out of ideas. We don't have anybody calling in that I can see at this point. But we'd love to have your comments in Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, or sending me an email again at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. And so I think until next week or next time, we have some topic to bring you. I think I'm going to pretty much bid you adieu and close with the theme song again, I Am Who I Am by True Trinity. And have you listen to that and think again, who are you? What are you? Where have you come from? And celebrate the who you are. And so I thank you for listening and wish you all soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.